Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
Word, or are we not going to take the word? Are we going to stand on the word? You're going to make me break out the word and stand on it again? No. When are we going to begin to realize that we have the authority to bind and loose? We can bind up our emotions. We can bind up our feelings. We can bind up the enemy when he tries to come in and steal from you. Listen, you got to realize there is a standard, and the standard is the word of God. When he comes in like a flood, the standard rises up. No, lift your hands up to heaven right now, all over this house. Lift them up and just say, I'm not being duped anymore. No, say, I bind up the liar, the deceiver in my life. Right now, I declare I'm not broke. I'm not sick. I'm not going back. I'm not a quitter. No, declare and say, but I am a child of God. I am a child of purpose, promise, power. Oh, shout it, power. Reach up there and just grab a hold of it right now and just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, is breaking off right now. See, we just bound up some mindsets and now we're loosing. Thank you, Jesus, for loosing the anointing that destroys the yoke. Lord, I pray right now you break yokes off the men and women of God. Lord, I pray right now by the power in the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit that things break right now. Break, break, break off the people. Heaviness, I break you in the name of Jesus. Get your hands off. Tormenting spirits, go in Jesus' name. Some of you are not sleeping because you're being tormented. It's a tormenting spirit. Quiet up in here. But the truth is, it's time for us to be men and women of God. It's time, church. Amen. Now, how many of you can just lift your hands up and just wave them to him and just say, thank you, Lord, it's done? Oh, come on, praise him for a minute. Just praise him for a minute. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory. We magnify you. We glorify you. We magnify you, we glorify you, Lord. And we thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Can you give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Actually, slap a neighbor a high five right now as you're seated this morning and just say, all right now. Much better. How many of y'all came in one way but you want to leave out different than the way you came in? You know, we've been on this series for a little while, but today I really want to help you with some things because in order to have a healthy life as a Christian, you got to have some experience. Anybody here got any experience? Oh, just one or two of y'all. The rest of y'all, that means that, you know, you're. I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to be quiet. I'll be good. No, so none of y'all know how to do certain things. None of you have experience for certain things. See, I want to help the church because you know why? And I'm going to show you some things here in just a second, but watch this. You have to understand because many of you in here has asked God, why is this happening to me? Why am I going through this? Over and over again, when things come, you begin to ask the question, why did this happen to me? Why did I fall into this? What happened here? Why did this have to happen? Why did I have to make that stupid financial? Never mind. Why did I have to have that relationship? Why did I have to do this? Why did I have to be here? Why did I have to be there? Why did I have to go through that? Why did I have to lose that person? Why did I have to endure what I endured? Why did I have to be abused? Why did I have to be? And you ask these questions over and over again. But I want to explain something to the body of Christ. Everything that happens in your life, God intends to turn around for your good. So there's some things in your life that even though you're going through it, you're going through it. Look at somebody and say, go through it. You've shed your tears oh, no, y'all ain't going to help me. I'll preach myself happy. I don't need no help from nobody. No, listen, you shed those tears. Maybe even cost you some blood. It might have cost you some money. It might have cost you a lot of different things. But look at somebody and say, I learned. Anybody here learn some hard lessons? The rest of you, I cast out a lying spirit in the name of Jesus. Because if you didn't learn it, you're going to go through it again and tell you, oh, no, y'all ain't going to help me. Yeah, y'all didn't want to hear that part. Well, you didn't learn it. Guess what? Here it comes again. Hey, teens, you didn't learn it. Repeat the grade. It doesn't change from when you're in high school, middle school, or elementary school, or out of school. You're still in school. How many of you adults feel like you're still in school? I don't care if you 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. You still learning? No, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Anybody here, anybody ever look at you and finally just say, you know what? What just came out of your mouth wasn't very good. Better come up here. See, I got to share something with the church because the problem is you focus so much on what happened that you didn't learn the experience. You focus so much on your failure that you didn't learn what you needed to learn. No, y'all ain't going to help me. Come on now. Listen, how many of us in here realizes that it only takes one time to have an experience, you learn something? Can you open that for me? Well, I want it opened. Look at this. When you put something in the hands of somebody that's never had an experience with it, they begin to struggle with it. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. But see, I can put this tool in the hands of a professional mechanic, and that tool will be used to the fullness. No, y'all got to hear me before I can even get into the word. See, what you got to understand is there's things in your life that you had to go through to learn. There was things that got a hold of you and wouldn't release. They call them vice grips. When you lock it down, it gets a hold of you. Anybody ever had something just get a hold of you? Ooh. I've had some things get a hold of me and not in a good way. No, y'all ain't going to help me. And then I had to pray. I had to fast. I maybe had to go find somebody that had some experience. No, y'all ain't going to help me. Y'all ain't going to help me. I had to go through it to learn how to break the hold. You have to understand that everything in your life is a tool. Y'all ain't gonna help me, are you? And you got to have the right tool for the job. When you're working on a computer, this don't work too good. Even though everybody here would love to use one of these on a computer at one way, shape, or form. Is there anybody with me? Be truthful in church. Boy, you know you lying up in here. You know you wanted that thing to go somewhere and it went somewhere else. And then when you really needed it, it crashed. Or when you really needed to print, it started going, And in your life, you've been using the wrong tool. You've been trying to beat something out of somebody else that you can't. No, y'all ain't going to help me. Anybody ever been in a relationship where you said, oh, I can change that person. I can change that person. You broke your hammer out. I can change that person. I'm just going to chip off what I need. And what you got to realize is you had no experience. You're not the sculptor. You're not the master artist. You're just the one that would be there to say, oh, wow, you did it again, God. No. See, when you put the right tool in the right person's hand, then you realize God takes this and he chisels off the anger and he works on the resentment and he works off the hurt. And you might go through some pain, but through that experience, I learned not to go there again. You got to have the right tool for the right job. And I know some of y'all wanting to use this tool in the wrong way. That's so-and-so. No, you did. Some of y'all had that issue on the way to church this morning. I just better leave that alone right there. I just better leave that alone. That aggravating child, that little, that husband of mine, Lord Jesus. There's times you have to have experience with things. No, you got to catch this. See, the church has got to understand something. The things that you go through in your life was not to destroy you, but to test you and teach you. But why did I have to go through that one? It's because God always gives the hard ones to the best. Why did I have to go through that? Because obviously God thinks more of you than you think of you. Anybody here ever been through something where you went, Lord, you said you wouldn't put nothing on me more than I could bear. And the Lord said, that's because you don't know what you can bear. I do. And there's times you have to use a Phillips head. But then there's times when you have to use a screwdriver. And many of the times when you try to use this one in the wrong way, it just don't. There's times when you got to realize as a man and woman of God that those things in your life, sometimes the enemy uses them to bind you. Maybe that abuse bound you. Y'all don't want me to preach. You say, Pastor, you better get in the Word. No, you're dabbling. No, I'm following the Holy Spirit because there's some of us in here keep asking why, and I'm telling you, I'm settling that question for everybody today. It was never meant to take you out. It was meant to teach you and home you and mold you and shape you. And the difference is that the thing that used to bound you, it'll come off of you when you get in the presence of the Lord, and then you'll be able to turn it around. It says He would take all those things and turn it around for His good. Do you understand? The very thing that beat you is the very thing He wants you to turn around and begin to bind yourself. So are you losing or are you winning? That's a question that you have to settle. Do I stay in my pit with my emotions? Do I stay here? Do I just stay here or do I reach up? Do I look up to the hills from which comes my help? Oh, David said it best. See, David went through a thing. He had some experience. Anybody here got some experience? Anybody here going through some stuff? Just go ahead and say, I'm learning by experience. Come on, right now, some of your experiences ain't looking too good. Come on, tell the truth. Some of y'all in here are going, ain't looking good. Oh, it ain't looking good. No, it ain't looking good at all. Let's see. My house, my car, my wife, my kids, my finances, my job. Lord, it just ain't looking good. It just ain't looking good right now. And the whole time the Lord's going, yeah, but you see, even when you don't see it. Oh, when you laying in your bed at night and all the cares and worries of life are so heavy, all you can do is weep on your pillow and try to cry out, and you try to vent on Facebook, and nobody answers or feels sorry for you. No, you ain't going to go there. I got to quit right there. No, you see, I just went somewhere nobody wants me to go right here for just a second, because I got to tell truth is that when you cry out there, you're not crying to the one who can change your situation. Oh, Pastor, did you really go there? Can I just help you? Why I don't post. If it is, it's a scripture after I've done been through. No, y'all ain't going to help me. You say, Pastor, why don't you post? Why don't you do different things? It's because when I've been through it, then I'll let you know. But until I go through, I'm just gaining some experience. Because in the middle of my experience, I don't want somebody tainting it. I don't want somebody messing up what God's trying to make. Y'all ain't going to help me. Let me just give you a scripture. Go to Philippians. Go to Philippians chapter 3. A very familiar scripture, but I can promise you, you really haven't studied it. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. You know it, but probably right off the top of your head. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended it, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward unto the things which are before me. Now go to the next verse. You got verse 14 up there? Throw it up there. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now go back to 13. Go back to 13 for a second. My brethren, I don't count myself as grabbed a hold of it or really caught a hold of it. Or let me just break down that word apprehended. I really haven't seized it and I really haven't owned it yet. See, how many of you are in a place where you really haven't got a hold of the situation yet? No, y'all got to help me. How many of you in here really have not got a hold of it yet? It's still bigger than you are. It's still something that you think that is bigger than your God. Here you find an apostle, a man of God going, listen, guys, I haven't arrived yet. I'm still trying to get this thing into the place where I can get my hands on it. Anybody ever grab something bigger than you could grab? No, tell the truth in church. Anybody ever tried to grab a box that was bigger than you and you tried to pick it up and it shifted this way or it shifted that way or it was just too big for you to even pick up in the first place? You couldn't apprehend it. You couldn't lock it down. Here you find him saying, look, no, there are some things that I still am learning. I'm still experiencing. I'm still, guys, come on. How many of you realize you're going to be in the process until you take your last breath? And even when you're on your bed taking your last couple of breath, you're still in the process. But one thing I do, and everybody loves to use this word, forgetting. Can I pull some psychology on you? How many of y'all in here might have had something happen to you so bad that you didn't even remember it? Y'all ain't gonna like me. Forgetting. Forgetting those things which are behind. Can I just share this with you? You might want to write this down. Forgetting. That word forgetting there means to neglect it. No longer care for. See, that's different than what you were thinking, because what we want to do is when we make a mistake, we just want to move on and we want to cover it up like a cat does to something we can't talk about. We just want to cover it up and just let it. No. No, see, that word forgetting is I'm not going to dwell in it by choice. No, y'all, are you catching this? When you search that word in the actual language it was put in, it means I'm not giving it power. Guys, y'all got to hear me. You ready? Many of you can't let go of your past because you're still letting it empower you instead of you taking the power from it. No, y'all got to hear me. No, listen. You can't let go because you're still giving it the power. Which means you haven't learned. Uh-oh, Pastor, did you really have to go there? No, the things I went through, I now use. How many of you got a testimony up in here? No, let me see your hand. How many of you, listen, maybe your feet hit different soil. Maybe you preached. Maybe you had to come through some things. Maybe you had to eat 25-cent Roman noodles because you couldn't afford nothing else. How many of you ever slept under a bridge? No, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. No, we had to go through some things. We had to go through some messes and some mess-ups. Anybody here going through some messes? Man, y'all are so quiet. Y'all looking at me like, I ain't got no messes, Pastor. I ain't got no messes, Pastor. I tell you like what my mom used to always pick on me and say, you lie, and your feet stink. I used to scratch my head and go, why does my feet have to stink? She said, because you're walking in stuff that you know you ain't supposed to walk in. I said, oh, Mama, the wisdom and experience you have there. So I made sure every night I washed my feet real good. Little did I know, my mom was trying to teach me how to walk worthy of the call of God. See, what we have to understand is that we got to quit giving power. Learn. Look at somebody and just say, learn. Now look at somebody and just say, learn, baby. grow. Go. Come on, listen. Listen. The thing that used to hurt me will be the very thing that I turn around to help hurt people. No, y'all got to help me. Listen, you know, what used to actually be the thing that would cause me to be an introvert or be someone who would not have a self-confidence, now I can turn it around and look at another one who's going through what I've done been through. No, y'all ain't going to help me. I can look at another little teenage boy and I can say, son, it'll be all right because I was you. No, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Anybody here ever know what it's like to be at the bottom of a bottle? Anybody know what it's like to be at the end of a little bit of drugs? Anybody know what it's like to be in a bad relationship where it drives you into places? No, y'all ain't gonna help me. Y'all just looking at me funny. But when you come through, you have something you didn't have before. See, now I got a tool. Everybody wants something for free. Everybody wants to come and get the handout. But you have to understand, with God, everything costs you something. No, y'all ain't going to help me. Listen, hey, women, it costs you something to have a baby, don't it? Hey, men, it costs you something to take care of them babies, don't it? You better count it all joy, and you better take care of that wife, too, because I'm going to tell you something, boy. You better. When you come through, you have tools. You have the ability to chip off things that before all you could do was wish it to be. Come on, if you've ever been broken, then God's blessed you. You know what it's like to look at that lack and say, oh, no. Oh, no. The Word says that I wish above all things that you prosper. You know what I do? I pull out my wallet. Y'all looking at me stupid. Pastor, you looking at your wallet? I look at my wallet and I go, prosper. Prosper. Get fat. Because you know what? The more you bless me, the more I get to bless others. See, I'm not a guy who hoards it. I'm a guy that gives it more than I get. There's times when I give it out and I ain't got it. No, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. No, some of y'all need to look at that and say, prosper. Prosper. Put your hand on your pocketbook and say, prosper. Oh, no, you need to put your hand on your forehead and say, healing. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. No, how does my soul prosper? I've got experience to come through. Is this helping anybody? Is this growing you right now? You worried about someone who hurt your feelings? Grow out of it. Hurting people hurt people. So are you going to stay in your hurt? Are you going to help? No, listen. I tell teenagers all the time, I said, you're going to be one of two things. All right, you're either going to be a fireman or an arsonist. And they look at me and they go, do what? I said, you're going to be a one of two things in your life. You either be a fireman or an arsonist. You'll be a one who puts out fires. The one who comes in when somebody's got something bad to say, you go, I'm not going to be a part of that. As a matter of fact, let's go talk to that person. Or you're going to be an arsonist where when they come around you and they start trying to use your ear as a trash can, then you just pour the gas on there and go, oh, yeah, but you know what I heard? See, in your life, you got to realize everything you go through becomes an experience. Pastor, why did you have to preach this? I didn't. The Holy Spirit woke me up 4 days ago and told me to preach this. 4 days ago. That means for 4 days, God has been trying to tell you before you got here. How many of y'all were listening? See, this should be confirmation. This shouldn't be rhema. Oh, Pastor. See, we have to learn that in our life, the things we go through was never meant to take us out. It was meant to take us up. People looking down at you right now? It's quiet in here, isn't it? People got something to say about you right now? Good. I think the Word of God said it something kind of like this. He said, count it all joy. Count it all joy. When the trials and the tests come, don't let it make you get knocked off course. As a matter of fact, nothing comes to you that is uncommon for man. So in other words, it's not supposed to knock you off course. Really, the truth is, it's supposed to get you to stand more on course. You say, how do I grow from glory to glory? It's simple. You learn. You learn. Y'all need some more, don't you? Go to Romans chapter 8. Go there quickly. Romans 8, 28. I only have a couple minutes. Is everybody still good? Can you handle it? No, I need to know. If you can't handle it, then we'll just pray and we'll just know. How many of you need something in your life today that says, man, I need to know more about this? Okay, you've done got it started, but I just need to. Romans 8, 28. And we know that all things work together for good for them that love God. And to them who are called according to His purpose. No, can I just help you? Everything you've been through in your life, God's still waiting for you to stop grumbling, complaining, and go, Lord, I stand on Your word. Let's turn it around. No, y'all, some of y'all need to get, I know you won't do it in church, so. No, just take my situation, Lord, and go ahead and just. No, y'all ain't going to help me. Uh-uh. No, Lord, take my time where I ain't got no money in my pocket and just go ahead and just, no, y'all ain't going to help me. No. Go ahead and take this situation, this relationship, this, that, and just go ahead and let, Lord, just turn it around. Turn it around, turn it around, turn it around, turn it around. Is anybody ready for Him to turn it around? Anybody can just say, turn it around. Say it. Say, turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around. Okay, I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to be more than blessed. I'm going to have more than enough. I'm going to be able to have something to give. I'm going to be able to talk to people and not worry about, oh, am I right? Am I not right? Did I pray enough? Did I know? No, I want to know that things in my life cause me to mature to the place that I can speak to somebody and say, I was once like you, but now this is where I'm at. T.D. Jakes said it best. He said, I'm just one beggar telling another beggar how to get to bread. Where are we, church, when we get the experience of going through what we've been through so that we can tell somebody else who's in it how to get out of it? Listen, I need some people who knows what it's like to be strung out on drugs to be able to look at a teenager at 18 and 19 years old and say, that life won't bring you nowhere but junk. But let me show you something that's better than drugs. It's called the Most High. You come in one day and you ain't got no withdrawals. Wake up the next morning, you still on the high. It's called the Holy Ghost. He comes into your life, and my goodness gracious, you get to giggling, and you get to laughing, and you get to shouting, and you're dancing all over the place, and you want people looking at you going, what in the world happened to you? I just found the best there is. And you know what? I even had somebody pay it for me. Go to 30. Go to 30, because, man, I'm telling you, if you don't keep me rolling today, I'll have us here for 3 hours. Romans 8, verse 30. We've got to do it quick. Some of y'all going, I'm missing the buffet. Some of us in here could definitely be good to lose the buffet. I'm working on mine. No more buffet. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. Who He called, then He's also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. Listen, when you come through and you learn, you have a predestinate or a predestination of you coming through that mess to be in glory. No, can I help you? No matter what you're facing right now, it may be big, it may be bad, it may have teeth, or it may be a giant. But on the other side of that giant is a predestined calling of God, anointing of God, presence of God, overcoming power of God for your life. It's been set up for you. See, the devil just thinks he has something on you. The truth is, God already knew it and predestined for you to, oh, no, y'all ain't going to help me. Not only did he call you to do it, but he's also going to be the judge that sits there and says, I can find no fault with this one. Oh, y'all ain't going to help. Listen, how many of y'all miss God and you miss God big? Be truthful. You miss God big. Oh, man, Lord, I missed you big time. And then you turn around and you look at Jesus and you say, Lord, forgive me. And then the judge stands up and looks your adversary in the face and says, I find no fault with this one right here. This one is clean. This one is pure. See, you've been justified through your mess. Whew. Not only justified, when you walk out, everybody's going to go, "Woo! Look at the favor on that one right there. Oh, let me hang around with them just a little bit. Oh, no, no. Can I just have you hang around me? I need a little bit of your smile and a little bit of your love and a little bit of your hug. And I just, no. See, people want to be around you once you've been justified. Why not? Not when you're going through. They don't want to go through with you. No, I don't want to go through with you. No. Don't want to go to hospital with you. Nope, don't want to be there. Nope, don't want to be there. But still come to church. No, y'all ain't going to help me. And what you got to understand is that as long as you go through it, this is where you'll end. Everybody say experience. You want a healthy life? You got to take it as experience. Y'all, go to 31. Go to 31 quickly. 31. Pull it up there. Is everybody still doing good? Can I preach? Are you good? What shall we say then to these things? Whoa. How many of you are facing something? One hand, two hands, three hands, four hands, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay, all right, we're doing real good. Finally, people starting to tell the truth in church. Thank you, Lord. I was about to do an altar call right in the beginning. What have you been saying to those things? Oh, you're bigger than me. Well, oops, I did it again. What are you saying to those things? Can I help you? What are you saying when in the middle of the night the enemy wants to bring up your past? What are you saying to those things when that person comes back into your life that you know is not? There's times I want to scream at people. And all I can do is go. No, there's times I want to look at somebody and go, no. Truthful is, I never lay my hands on them, but there's some people I do correct them. Some of them are still sitting in this church because we did. No, y'all ain't hear me, because if they hadn't received that correction, there's no telling where you would be at right now. Don't you look at the numbers here this morning. There's a lot more in here than you see. There's a lot more going through right now. What am I going to say to these things? Can I shift this in you? Write this down. Underline it in your Bible. I dare you. When you start to go through things, and they're not meant to take you out, they're meant to take you up. You can look at those things and not say, oh, woe is me. You can look at those things and say just what he told you to say. If God be for us. No. Listen, you heard it preached so many times, but when are you going to settle it in your mind and in your heart and open your mouth and say, no, if my God is with me, then who can be against me? Can this situation be against me? Can cancer be against me? Can this be against me? Can that abusive relationship be against me? No, I got a God who is for me. I got a God who's bigger than you. You think I'm going to stay in something that is hurting me when I got a God who can create it all? If my God be for me, who can be against me? when I look and there ain't no money in the account? If my God is for me, then who can be against me? No. You know what, Lord? Expose every fox that's spoiling the vine right now. What is it that's stealing? What is it that's taking out of my pocket? What is it that's stealing my joy? What is it that's taking my strength? No, y'all ain't going to say nothing. Experience. See, a man with experience is never a victim of a man with a theory. See, when I done been through something, you can't talk me out of it. True? I can change the brakes on that car. I can do it because I have the experience. So even if I take it to a dealer and they tell me that's not the way you put brakes on, I can go. And I learn. Well, I had to take mine to a dealer. They had to place one sensor in my back tire. Comes back and tells me, well, we're going to have to replace now a $1,000 part on your car. Okay. Is that what you say? Yep. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to replace that sensor, which is one 10-millimeter bolt. You're going to run it through. I've already moved everything out the trunk because that's where it hooks in at. They look at me. And I said, when you're done with that, you reset the computer because it needs to be reset because it's thrown the calibration off in the computer. And they look at you and go, aren't you a pastor? I wasn't always a pastor. And when I don't know, I call somebody. Scott! I call my transmission man. See, what I've learned is in my life, when I get into a place where I don't know how to beat it, I call on the name above all. When all of a sudden the Holy Spirit uncovers something from my past. Now, y'all got to hear me. Can I help some of you with this? I want to help you with this. When the enemy uncovers something from your past, it is to tempt you to see if you learn through experience. But when the Holy Spirit uncovers it, it's so that he can finish the experience. Anybody ever had the Lord tell you you got an anger problem? No, not me. You cut me off. You looked at me wrong in church. The pastor didn't give me a hug. I had people leave the church. You didn't give me a hug today. There's 90 of y'all, and there's one of me. I didn't see you. The truth is, I probably had five people in the altar I was praying for. My goodness. When you come through experience, you learn how to deal with it. Can y'all handle this? 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Son, you better be able to move quick. Verse 1. Get ready to move quick. Y'all handle two more. It's still early. Are you learning? Yeah. I just need to look around. Yeah. Are you growing? Oh, it ain't done. It's just getting good. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, son, you ready for this? 13 verses. I'm going to read them just as fast as they come out of my mouth. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant. Look at somebody and say, no, don't say this. I was about to say, look at somebody and say, don't be stupid. And then the Holy Spirit arrested me and said, don't you do that. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you be ignorant how that all your fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Keep going. Verse 2. And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Keep going. And did eat the same spiritual meat. Keep going. He's moving fast. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. Keep going. Keep going. And with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Can I stop 1 second? Hold that verse 5. Well, he's fast. When I miss God, I got to hang out until I learn it. Not to be mean. Verse 6. Now these things were for our what? For our example. To the intent we should not lust after evil things, and they also lusted after. Neither you be idolaters, as were some of them. Can I stop right there? Anything that takes the place of your God has become your idol. Ouch, Pastor. Are you serious right now? My wife? My kids? My job? Oops, I'm going on. As it is written, the people sat down, they ate and drank, and rose up to play. Keep going. Verse 8, real fast. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day, 3,000 and 20,000. Neither let us tempt Christ. Oh. Let me really break this verse down so you understand it. Neither let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by what? What did the devil come as in Genesis? No. What latched on to Paul's hand out of the fire? Do you know what they call a religious spirit? A python spirit. I've seen it in churches where I've watched people's eyeballs literally change to slits. You say, Pastor, that's crazy. No, I'm going to tell you it's fact. Can you keep going? Verse 10. Neither murmur. Uh-oh. Whew. Neither murmur, as some of them murmured, and were destroyed by the what? Can I just help you? When you begin to gossip and talk behind back, do you realize that God steps out of the way as the creator and the destroyer steps in as a destroyer? No, listen. Out of your mouth comes blessings and cursing. Blessings you will always find with God. Curses you will always find out of the enemy. And listen, you can't have fresh water and bitter water running together. Let me move on. I didn't get no amens on that one right there. Okay. Now, all these things happen unto them for examples, for experience. And they were written for our admonition. They were written to warn us. Hey, we better keep our mouth. Hey, we better not sleep around. Hey, we better not this. We better not that. We better not this. We better not that. And you begin to see it there. If you live by example, you're about to find out. Upon whom the ends of the world are come. Go to verse 12. Two more real quick. Wherefore let him that thinketh he stands take heed lest he fall. You play, you pay. Listen, you know, I don't mind taking a little word from the world to wake you up because they all got it from the word anyways. Sin is good for a season. And then after a while, it just gets old. Yeah, I ain't saying that. I can say this, true. People first get married, you know, it's all about one thing. As the years go along, things begin to change. And if you ain't got no love there, then... Verse 13. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. Can I give you this temptation right here? How many of y'all want to write this down? Temptation. Experiment. Trial. Proving. That's what that word means. It doesn't mean he's going to come in and just pull you away. He is actually tempting you. He is trying to experiment with you. Anybody here sometimes think the enemy keeps throwing stuff at you differently? Well, why did he hit me this way today? Why did he hit me that way today? How come he played with my mind? You know what? For the first time in my life, I had, you know what? You don't even want to live anymore. Come across your mind. Or you know what? Let's go back to that drug that made me feel better. Or you know, when I drank that, it actually caused that thing to go away for a little while. Or you know what? When I was with that man, he paid my bills. Moving on. There is no temptation taking you except for what is common every day. Isn't that right? He don't have no special secret weapon for you. It ain't got no special sauce. It's the same devices. Look at this. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be experimented on above that which you're able. But with the experimentation, also he'll make a way of escape. Can I help you? All the enemy is trying to do is find a way to get to you. And the Lord says, I'm giving you a way out of it so that you can learn not to be. That you may be able to bear it. In other words, guys, listen, everything in your past, everything you've been fighting with was an experiment by the enemy to get you to quit, to back out, do what you wanted to do, when the Lord the whole time says, I'm going to turn this around for my good. I'm meaning this for a way of escape, because you will be able to stand when others fall. You'll be able to stand up and say, I've been right where you are, but by the grace of God and the mercy of God, he showed up and he showed out. Even when I didn't see him, he made a way. Even when I didn't feel him, he still made a way. And he was there, and I realized he made that way out for me. And you know what? If he did it for me, let me give you some experience. He'll do it for you. I got some good news right now. If he did it for me, and if he did it for you, he's going to. No, no, no. You need to slap somebody high five and say, he did it for me. Do it. Do it. Do it. Say, he did it for me. And if he did it for me, say it, then he'll do it for you. No. How many of y'all realize you're sitting beside somebody that might have went through a different experience than you did? And when they went through and they're still here and they're still standing and they're still saved, and you know what? They may not have the joy of the Lord all over them, but they're still right here and they're still standing and they're still coming through. But when you need it, they may have what you need. Why do you think Pastor loves everybody to be in churches? Because you never know when God wants to use you. No, y'all got to hear me. Well, Pastor, you just want me to come to church and fill a pew. I want you to come to church to use your gift. I want you to come to church to be a part of what God's trying to do. I want you to be here because there's an anointing when you're here. I want you to be here because you've been through something I ain't been through. And I've been through something you ain't been through. But when you put us together, it causes the adversary to begin to run. No, y'all got to hear me. When you're not here, there's something missing, because God knows what's inside of you. Know what you came through. And it might be just what that one person needs in the altar. It might be just what that teenager needs to not hit the street. You might be the last resort. It's why even when I'm not here, and I get a vacation, thank you, Jesus, I'm still in church. You got church on a cruise ship? Yeah. If they don't have one, I make one. How many of y'all seeing, to be healthy, you've got some experience? I bet you if I went back there right now, every teenager in here knows how to open a can with an electric can opener. I bet you most of them never seen the old. Or let me break it back to where you might, I bet you haven't seen this one though. The one that got the little lip on it, and you got to jug it down in there, and then you stick it on the side of the can, you go, and you take a break. See, one of these days when electric don't work, you're going to find some of us old folk that even knows how to take out a knife and go. See, people with experience never go hungry. Catch a fish and give it to somebody to eat for a day. You know the saying. Teach them how to fish, they eat for a lifetime. Let's apply that. Why did Jesus use fishers of men? Because fishers of men make fishers of men. Why is it so important that we learn from our experiences? It's because there's something in you that God's waiting to release. All right, one more scripture and you're out of here. Can you handle it? Proverbs 24:16. I'm done. Holy Spirit just said, this is it. I want to help some of y'all that are dealing with condemnation. Ready? For a just man. Did it say perfect? If you're perfect, raise your hand. Don't make me cast. I just had to check. I'm sorry, I had to do that. For a just man falls 7 times. Numbers are very important in the Bible. On the 7th day, he rested. It was completed. A just man will fall 7 times. But watch what happens. And he will rise. I just want to help you. You know, our English is so different from their Greek. Can I help you with this? Because when you look this word up, rise, it literally means they're fixed. They're proven and they're established. Can I just help somebody? Stephanie, don't matter if you're just falling for the first time. Some of us in here may be on number 5 right now. Sometimes I feel like I'm about 28. But when I rise out of it, no, y'all got to catch this. Listen, again, a man with experience is never at the mercy or a victim of a man with a theory. When I am established, when I'm fixed, I'm going to rise. Is this helping anybody? But, you got to watch the word but when you get in the Bible. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. I'm going to fall into evil. They're going to fall into the place where the one who destroys, destroys. Church, can I help you? Quit looking at the things in your life, even the things you're going through, even your past, and allow it to breed or put in a seed of resentment. Y'all got to hear me. Resentment, hurt, pain. You have a husbandman. You have a master gardener that when a seed is planted into your life, he wants to come and pluck it out. And then he wants to plant his fruitfulness in you, and you produce 30, 60, and 100 fold. See, here's what I want to speak to this church. Are you ready? For us to go to the next place that God has for us, all of us here, every person here today, I hold you accountable. And those watching, because there's many who are home today sick and going through things. I hold you accountable today. instead of looking at what you went through as condemnation. I don't care if it was a failure or a win. You learned. And through that experience, allow the Spirit of God to use you so that the people who are... I'm going to say this, and I want you all to catch this. I know you don't think so. Everybody look at me. I know you don't think so, but there's someone following behind you. And if you will just grab a hold of it and learn, you can help that person to never go through it. Church, saints of God, listen to me. Let's walk worthy. And the things you've been through, learn it and move through it. Don't camp out in it. If you can't do it by yourself, come speak to the leadership here. We'll walk you through deliverance. I don't care. Whatever we got to do. I'm ready to see hurting people be healed so they can be ministers of the Most High God. Instead of hurting people, hurt people, why don't we have some healed people helping the hurting? Amen? How many of you here today realize that, listen, Lord, I need to shift a mindset? Be truthful. I need to shift a mindset. Where you failed, listen, parents, where you failed your kids, shift your mindset. You learned, and those kids are having to learn. And if you need to tell them sorry, be man and woman enough to go to your kids and say, forgive me, because you know what? There's no perfect book on how to raise kids. And I thought all the parents would have said amen. Toughest things I ever had in my life is I got two girls. And raising girls, I have to stay on my knees. I got two of the best. But I have to stay on my knees because you know why? I realize one hurtful word from dad could crush. But one helpful word from dad. So think about it. You got a father that doesn't speak bad things over you. You got an Abba who's speaking over you nothing but life. If you just receive it and come through it. Amen? Every head bowed and every eye closed. I have to ask this question this morning. I know that there's some of you here and you're battling with the whys of life. And I know some people have some deep hurts and whys. But today, I'm praying that this word is beginning to settle some things for you right now. I pray that right now, those questions, God's going to begin to turn around in your life. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, if this word that the Holy Spirit's released in this house this morning has touched your heart and helped you, raise your hand. Keep those hands up for just a second. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that right now, instead of looking at it as a problem, we look at it as we come through it as a promotion. It's time for the body of Christ to realize we are the body of Christ, anointed, whole, and healed. So Lord, right now, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you begin to move on every heart that's here. Just peace. Oh, your peace. Comfort to begin to come over their life. And Lord, I pray that right now, that you shut up any demon chatter that is going on in their head right now. In the name of Jesus, bow. Every.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.